Blog Talk Radio.
People, let me tell you, I work hard every day. I get up out of bed, I put on my clothes, 'cause I've got bills to pay. Now it ain't easy, but I don't need no help. I've got a strong will to survive. I've got a deeper love.
Good evening and welcome to In the Know with Mo. I'm your host, Maureen Forte. Tonight I'm bringing you something exciting, something that makes you want to just get up and jump around. Tonight I have live on my live line, I have one of the sexiest, and I'm saying sexiest, one of the sexiest entertainers of all time. I want to introduce to some and welcome her to most of you who already know her, Miss LaWandia. Miss LaWandia, welcome to In the Know with Mo.
And I tell you, thank you so very much. I love that introduction. You know,
for people who don't know, LaWandia does. She has a very sensual voice, and she's a very sensual person. She's a phenomenal woman. She does the songs of Phyllis Hyman, Tina Turner, Anita Baker, Gladys Knight. And, it's just something. This is one woman that has it all rolled up into one. She graced my National Action Network Chicago event on October 19th with a couple of songs, and I mean, she is just taking our people by storm, and I have her on because I want you to listen to her. We have to support our local artists, and she is a local artist about to go on national tour. Tell our listening audience tell them about LaWandia.
Wow. And, you know, I tell you what, that introduction is a little bit hard to follow. but about me, I actually began singing professionally in 2003. And this was after my sister, Sherry, and as I often tell, you know, persons as far as how I actually began singing, it's because my sister Sherry, she basically believed in me. She saw what I had not yet seen, and she had approached a Sony producer by the name of Michael Gray. Some of you might know of him. And she informed him that she had a sister who can sing, and I guess that he had told us later that, you know, someone is always saying, you know, they sing, they know this person or that person who sings. So he invited us down to the Cotton Club, Chicago, on Michigan Avenue. And I came in for an open mic night. And my turn to actually perform, after I finished performing, which I did a Phyllis Hyman tune, Living All Alone, and after I finished performing that, I got a standing ovation. I did not know that that was not the norm there. After which, Jimmy Spinks, who was the actor and also singer, he performed in Car Wash. He then took me under his tutelage and started exposing me to various bands, live bands. He helped me to get acclimated to tracks, and he also taught me an anthem song. He stated, no matter where I am, you know, at a drop of a hat, at a blink of an eye, I should be able to perform a song. So he basically groomed me to actually get out here and fearlessly, you know, hit the stage. And that is exactly what I started doing.
And I know now Marsha Thompson is a very good friend of mine, and I've just recently become very good friends of his president, Candy Richardson, who is a phenomenal woman also. I mean, she does a lot of great work, and I have seen, like I have on a blog talk here, a picture that I pulled up off of your pictures of you and Marshall. Now, I know Marshall has, we have both been at the Green Dolphin to see you perform. And and he was at our event, and he walked in as you were performing. And I'm just, and I asked Candy to come on because it's just how deja vu that every time you're performing, Marshall is there. I know that I want to pull Candy on our live line, but she's here. Candy, I'm pulling you on the live line because with you being the president and you the overseer basically of Marshall, I'm just wondering how deja vu is it that every time this young lady performs, Marshall is there? And I know we kind of run in the same circle. Could it be that he's looking at some new talent? Is that possible?
That's what it sounds like to me. Marshall told me when I asked him to take me to go see this particular entertainer that I just had to meet. I don't do no shows. I don't go to no shows. So, I mean, if Marshall's coming to see you at shows, that's a big deal.
Wow. Wow. That's an honor.
I know Marshall and I run very close in the same circles because of the work that I do with Reverend Harold E. Bailey and the close ties that Marshall has with Reverend Bailey performing for him, and I'm emceeing for him, and then he graced me with the songs of this past evening, past Friday, and so did LaWandia. And I know she's phenomenal, and I just want you to take time, Candy, look her up, you know, do your research on her. She's on YouTube, and she's on IM Radio, and she's on Facebook. But
that's what I was getting ready to ask, if she was on Facebook.
Yeah, yes. She's on Facebook, and Candy's on Facebook, too. But, LaWandia, you're singing. Now, I know going through your research and your background, you had a little training from the lady down in Hyde Park.
Yes, Miss McLean. Miss McLean. Yeah, she's actually the niece of Tommy Dorsey. And she also was instrumental in training R. Kelly, Chaka Khan, Jennifer Hudson, and when I had gone to her for for vocal coaching and training, she was she basically connected with myself immediately and wanted to work with me, which was a great honor. And from there she just began teaching me just so much about music, about the human body, and how to actually take what I already have and make it better. She's a phenomenal instructor, phenomenal.
Now, what is so amazing to me for you to be such a young woman, and we're living in a society of fast-paced hip-hop, like Marshall Thompson, he could be 1,000 years old, and his music will never go out of style. And you have picked up the music of Phyllis Hyman. I mean, Phyllis Hyman and Anita Baker. I mean, some of the younger generation, they don't even have a clue. But this is like Frankie Beverly and Maze. I mean, you're being categorized in the same audience with Frankie Beverly and Maze, and now LaWandia because of the soul-searching music. Why is it that of all the people to sing, why Phyllis Hyman?
And that's something that I even ask myself. It's not that I, tried to sing like her. Matter of fact, when I started singing, and of course, I was, like as they would say on the street, I was a shorty. When I began singing, when I was a teenager, what have you, persons would always, I wanted to really sound like Aretha Franklin. That's what I would hope persons would say, I sound like. But they would always say, you sound like that lady from Starship. That was Norman Conner's album Starship, where Phyllis Hyman was singing "Bet You" by Dolly Wow. And no matter when I started singing, you know, in front of anyone, they would always say, you know, you sound like, you know, that lady. Many times persons would not know her name, but then when they started putting a name to the vocal and began telling me more and more that I was sounding like her, then I started, you know, investigating, looking a little bit into, you know, who was Phyllis Hyman. And from there, I began doing her music because it was in my range. But I think that I love that, you know, that type of music. And that's because, you know, I have a tendency to find myself in the company of, you know, mature, you know, women. My spiritual mom was 94 years, you know, young when she passed away. But I loved her company. I loved the friends of her company, which, you know, they were in their 80s and so forth. And I was, you know, the kid hanging around. But I felt as though I had more in common with them than, you know, individuals of my own, you know, age group or my own age category.
Candy, let me ask you a question as the president of a couple of fan clubs. Why is it that there seem to be more fan clubs for men, male vocalists, than it is for women?
You know what? I never really thought about that before.
Somebody who really, you know a lot about her. First of all, they got to know the music. She has to be in touch with them to give them the updates, give them pictures and stuff like that. They can't just do it without her help.
Right. Because I know you're everywhere, and I know it's a budget thing too. But LaWanda, that's something that you may need to look into, because we're trying to find out why is it. Here we are in a mega city like Chicago, and the music that's played on our local stations are of artists that are not from Chicago. We have so many talented people here in Chicago that the radio stations here just bypass. So we need to embrace our local artists and give them the exposure. That
needs to be done.
Now, I know,
LaWanda,
you have an upcoming event. You
want to
tell the people about the upcoming event that you have?
Yes. I would love to. Sunday, November 11th, I will be performing what I call a smooth old school tribute. It will be held at the Irish American Heritage Center, and that's 4626 North Knox, which is, if you're taking like the Kennedy Expressway, it's off of the Wilson exit. But I'll be there from 6 p.m. There's going to actually be two split shows, but at 6 p.m. is when everything starts. I'll be doing, in addition to my own music, I'll be doing old school tributes to Phyllis Hyman, to Gladys Knight, to Tina Turner, you know, and a whole lot more. Because in addition to doing tributes to the female artists, I also do tributes to the male artists and groups. I love doing tributes or songs by Blue Magic. I love doing even songs. Yes, I love Blue Magic. I love the Dramatics. And I take their songs and I LaWandaize them. You know, I put my own spin to it. And it makes it fun. And I take the infusion of that. I even take a standard songs, because I love doing songs by Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, you know, Nat King Cole, Perry Como. I love all those guys. I love that era. And I take them and I infuse that into the R&B, and it makes for the most magical show. And in addition to myself performing, we also have a gentleman coming from Washington, D.C., You know, I'm hoping, I don't know as far as the weather, you know, if that would hold out. I don't, you know, I wasn't able to touch bases with him to know how they are actually faring, you know, in his state. But a gentleman by the name of R. Page, he will actually be coming in, and he will do a tribute to Will Downing and as well Freddie Jackson, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
and you have a comedian too, am I correct?
Yes, thank you. That would be the hilarious Lady of Comedy, Linda. She's absolutely amazing. She really will have you roaring with laughter. She puts me in the mind of Mom's Maid.
Yes.
So, you know, with all this wonderful music, as far as the R&B infusion, basically transporting you, taking you back, getting you to where you where we were really playing real music, to where emotions were actually expressed. That's what I'm going to bring. Linda's got to basically take care of your funny bone. We are going to have a phenomenal time, a phenomenal time. It's like, and if you don't believe me, show up.
I am about to ask, because we're coming close. We have a couple of minutes. Is it possible that you can give us a little song, just a little one or two? I know it's kind of hard, and you can say no. Because I understand the power of a voice and the resting and stuff like that, but it would just be good if we could just, because I don't have any of your music downloaded here, but people, you can go to YouTube and she's on IM Radio, and she's been on my show several times on my regular radio show, WCSJ, with her song "Say I Do," which I thought I was going to use for my wedding song, but who was I marrying?
you know, as Jimmy Sink told me, I always have an anthem ready. But if anyone wants to hear, please go to lawandia.com. That's LAWUA, N as in Nancy, D as in David, IA.com. And matter of fact, starting on tomorrow, from tomorrow until Friday, we will be running specials. And based on, you know, the promotion here from being interviewed with yourself, all persons who are listening, let them know that we are going to have a special on the tickets for $20. So you got to save $10, you know, all based on this wonderful interview with In the Know Christmas.
Hey, well, you know what? I can guarantee that you will enjoy yourself. And Mr. Daryl Duncan, the music producer, he even wrote high quality stuff about you on Facebook because he was at our event. And so we're looking for a big turnout. And I'm wishing you all the best. And like I said, like, and with Candy calling in from Las Vegas, we've got to be able to network. We have to network, and we wait for people to be our PR, but you know what? You're your best PR person. You know a lot of people, and you just have to network. And as long as I'm out here, and if I can help, I appreciate it, because I have not met Miss Candy in person, but we do talk quite a bit, right, Candy?
Yeah.
And she is very artistic. I mean, she has me with the president in a flag. I mean, she has me in all kind of things that she has put my picture in. And the work that she does with Marshall is just fantastic. So that's one thing we want to do is look into getting somebody to be your president of your fan club.
Yes. Because I think that I have a few freaks fans out there, but maybe I can do for a president and not have stalkers, but have a real fan club. that would be great.
Oh my God. It's a problem too because I have to travel at times with security because of the stalkers. You know, what is it? You know, here you are trying to bring a message and a message of entertainment or a message of of how to increase our knowledge. And you always have a person, whether it's male or female, they don't understand what you're talking about.
You know, so
that is the
craziest
thing. And I know Candy probably gets it too, because she's around a lot
of stars. I could write a book.
I mean, the things, oh my God. Give her my information, because I want to hear your songs, and maybe I could put a video together for you.
Oh, that sounds absolutely great. You know, again, LaWandia.com, that's the website. It's loaded with photos, and then I also have YouTube. I have a song there, you know, on YouTube, needing to, of course, put more and more and more. And I guess, you know, that will definitely come, definitely come. So, Candy,
love
to talk with you. My song is called Say I Do. That's the one that is available on IM Radio, imradio.com/LaWandia. And
so
then,
it's not on
YouTube? The one on YouTube, it's LaWandia, and that one is called Return to Forever.
Okay, because I'm going to look it up in a minute.
Fabulous.
And then both of you can inbox each other your numbers, because she's on Facebook, LaWandia.
Yes.
And Candy's on Facebook also, Candy Richardson.
Yeah, because I
want to
see it now.
Okay, great. Absolutely. Please do.
I live in front of the computer, so I'm on it now.
Wonderful. And on Facebook, I'm Lay, L-A, because there's an actual space between my name. That's how I know me from every other LaWandia. It's L-A-N, then it's a space, capital W. That's how I'm, I have my name spelled the way it should be on Facebook. So there's L-A space, capital W, because sometimes persons say, I can't find you, because I have it spelled the correct way. On YouTube, it's just spelled all LaWandia, you know, all together.
Okay.
And then you also go to Agape Vibes Entertainment, too.
Yes.
Yeah, Agape Vibes. A G A P E B I B E S Entertainment.
Absolutely.
Yes, it's all laid out. Well, I want to thank both of you for being on. And LaWandia, you want to give us some last information?
I sure will. Is it okay right now?
Yes.
I'll start. Ooh, you've got lots of friends, like come crowding around your door. But when your money's gone and spending is, they don't come, you won't see them anymore. My mama may have, papa he may have, but God bless the child that's got his own.
All right. That's my favorite song.
That was beautiful.
And she has legs that are about 12 feet long. She has nothing but legs. So she's a fantastic, very enjoyable entertainer. And she doesn't exclude anyone. She includes you into what she's doing, which is just fantastic. So that's going to be on Sunday, November 11th at the Irish Heritage Center at 4626 North Knox. And there's a special going on with your tickets for a short time. So I want to thank you. Is there a contact number? But everybody's going to go through your website.
Absolutely. Go to the website, LaWandia, LaWUA. N as in Nancy, D as in David, IA.com. Starting tomorrow through Friday, there is a special on the tickets, $20 a piece. Again, the show time is at 6 p.m. We want everyone to actually come on out
and to be able to see and experience an R&B and jazz infusion.
Okay, okay. Well, I want to thank you, and Miss Candy,
thank
I want to thank you.
You're welcome.
I thought about you at the last minute. I know it's probably because we're time differences. I know it's late where she is. And I said, well, I needed you to tune in to give me some feedback and to assist our young artists because,
yes.
you know, we got to support local artists. And it's
true.
People like Candy that make the artists. I mean, because when you see the work of Marshall and all the layouts and stuff, the artistic and graphic work, it's the work of Miss Candy Richardson.
Wow.
She's fantastic, yes. So I just
wow.
want to thank you. Candy, do you have anything you want to say? We have a couple of minutes.
I just can't wait to hear the, now that I heard her live, I can't wait to hear the rest of her music. And
oh, thank you.
Here, like, I have a way of just taking the song and feeling it, and I can just put my own idea to it. Like, it's
wow.
like
yeah.
I can already have an idea of what I want to do.
Well, you know, some well, I'll say, let's do it. Let's do it. I thank you so very much for just, you know, appreciating what I do, you know, and I certainly, you know, appreciate everything, you know, that you're doing, and Mo as well. Thank you, love.
You are quite welcome always. She's always there for me, and you know, when I'm in need, I just say, hey, let me call. And you never know. If you don't ask, you never know what's going on.
Absolutely.
I want to thank both of you, and I want to thank my listening audience for tuning in to In the Know with Mo. Tonight was very exciting, bringing you some spirit-filled R&B. So those of you who are interested, LaWandia is on Facebook, and Miss Candy Richardson is on Facebook, and I, too, Maureen Forte, is on Facebook. Tomorrow night, my guest will be a writing candidate, Mr. Anthony Williams, who's a writing candidate for the 2nd Congressional District. Can a writing candidate really win? Well, we'll find out with this conversation. Until we meet again, stay focused and be blessed. Thank you, LaWandia, and thank you,
thank
Candy.
You.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. God bless.
Walk thank you.
And his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and his word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful. Jesus is love. He won't let you down.